Meow! Welcome to the Cat Tunes Podcast. I'm your host, Catherine Corelli. On this podcast, I'm going to talk about the stories behind my songs, the production tools that I've used, the production methods that I've employed, the instruments that I've played, the instruments that I've discovered, the arrangement methods that I've used, the real-life stories which precipitated the creation of my entire albums or of my separate tracks. So let's jump right into it, shall we? And welcome you listening to the Cat Tunes Podcast. This is episode 91, and today we're going to be talking about the second track from the When Painkillers Fail, T. Lilith Archive Volume 1 album. So this is the first actual song, because last time we talked about Echo Prelude, and it is not exactly a song, Echo Prelude. It is an extended intro, it's very cinematic, but it is not really a song, it's just a dynamic painting in sound, let's put it this way. Condemned to Live, however, is the first actual conventional song on the album. You could say that it's at the first actual opening track. So, Condemned to Live sets the stage for the tone of the album as far as songs, really. From here on, it is pretty much established that the songs on this album are going to be pretty aggressive, pretty heavy. After all, this is the year 2007 when these songs were recorded. The production quality was not very high because it did not have the technical capabilities to record my vocals properly. It was rather low-res, low-tech. Like I said before, perhaps on the previous episode even, at the time I was using an almost fallen apart karaoke mic, so I had to go creative about this and I had to use the mic bleeds and noises that were coming out of that mic. I had to use it in a creative way and use it as textures, basically. I could not afford a normal good mic at the time. I could not afford a little mixing console or anything like that, and I definitely didn't have a good sound card, so it was just whatever it was in my tower computer at the time. It was what it was. So Condemned to Live, what is this song really about? I will talk about this a little bit, and then we'll move on to the next section, and I will try to provide some basic analysis, because for this season, for this entire album, as I'm covering this album, I have to say, and I said this before, I'll repeat this again, that I do not have the original project files for this album, so I cannot peep in and see what are the chord progressions, what was exactly programmed there, what is the bass line, what are the riffs. So I took some of it by ear and took notes, basically. So some of it I was able to decipher, but, you know, not the entire song. So there will be some basic music analysis. Now, as the meaning of this song and the themes of this song, I believe this was one of the first songs to be written for When Painkillers Fail, and I don't know where did the title for the entire album actually come from. I think that it had something to do with my mother, because my mother was... she rapidly burnt out and died of cervical cancer in July 2007, in early July. I don't exactly remember, I don't have a date, when was I recording this song, Condemned to Live. I believe it could have been in June, most likely. But what I do remember is that I I was browsing the internet and I came across an article about the abuse of animals in zoos, and the article alleged that the animals abused were somewhere in the Black Sea area. So it had something to do with southern Russia. I don't remember where exactly, or it was in Ukraine. Either Ukraine or southern Russia. So perhaps it was Crimea. I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe it was the Black Sea coastline, one of those zoos that was there. So there was an article that alleged that the staff of that zoo, they were drugging animals and breaking their joints, sedating them, and then allowing visitors to take photos with these sedated animals, and this is how they were basically making their money. So I was reading about this, and it was a pretty in-depth article. I don't know if that is legit or no. At the time, in summer 2007, when I read this, I was furious. I was furious and I was enraged because I've always had a close connection with animals. I grew up with dogs and with a crow. Actually, I spent 8 years of my childhood with a crow. We lived in the same apartment. The crow was with me in my apartment. I loved cats, and I have my own cats here in Kentucky. And I've always felt a special kind of respectful closeness to the animal world. So to me, this was truly infuriating, and it was an overwhelming sense of rage. So I wrote a song about this, Condemned to Live. This is a song which is based on that article, and generally speaking, on the abuse of animals when they're domesticated and kept in zoos. There were a few instances of animal abuse that I came across in my lifetime, and every time I felt enraged, because the way I think about it is that I can understand, yes, zoos, I get it. I get it that some animals are born in captivity. I get it. I get it that there are programs when, you know, people genuinely are helping animals. I get it. It's all good stuff. But these animals are actually supposed to be out in the wild. So since they are under the supervision of humans, they are in a very vulnerable position. So to know, to learn about that some despicable human beings are taking advantage of captive animals, you know, like lions, for example, lions, tigers, leopards, and deliberately hurt them and damage them for profit, this is truly despicable. You know, to take advantage of an animal that is kept in captivity, I find this utterly disgusting and totally abhorrent. So I wrote a song about this, and apparently at the time I could draw a parallel to myself, because I felt, in a sense, like I could relate to those animals, because I felt like I was kept in captivity when I was growing up. And I wanted to break loose. I wanted to break free. I wanted to get out of that cage within which I spent my earlier days. And then it happened, and then I broke out of that cage. So I could relate to those animals, in a sense. In a sense. So I've identified with them, you know, with some of them. And also at the time, I had a clear understanding of that I do have a spirit animal, and I've considered the caracal, and I still do consider the caracal as my spirit animal. So hence the lyrics, I am the wildcat, I am the caracal, in the song, because the caracal is my spirit animal. A caracal is also called a desert lynx or an African lynx. I've always admired these amazing felines. I wanted to be like them, in a certain sense. I've admired them for being acrobatic, for being intelligent, for being beautiful, for being athletic, for being able to handle so much. A single caracal can fight off two or three hyenas at the same time. So it has definitely become my favorite cat in the wild. And again, I could sort of relate to the caracal, and I still can relate, because the caracal is not a big cat. It's not a tiger. It's not a leopard. It's not a cheetah, and it's not a lion. You know, it's not a snow leopard. It is a small cat, but it is so unbelievably athletic, and it does such amazing things. I don't want to turn this episode into an advertisement for caracals, but if you don't know what a caracal is, please Google it up. Caracal, C-A-R-A-C-A-L. But I guess you pretty much have seen a caracal on my logo, on my artist logo, and probably on some of my Southern Caracal products, skin health and aromatherapy, and you've probably seen caracals on my t-shirts in my merch store, so you would probably know. But anyway, so at the time, back in 2007, in summer 2007, I started writing this. I basically wrote the lyrics right away because I was so furious. And the music came hand in hand with the lyrics, I believe, to my memory. I don't think that I spent a lot of time writing this song. I was really angry and emotional at the same time. I've imagined the pain of what is it like to be one of those animals and to be tortured like that, and to be disabled, to be crippled by some douchey human who decided to make a buck off of your suffering. I mean, that's really despicable, really despicable. So all of that rage and all of that anger and all of that emotion, in my mind, converted into those heavy riffs, and this song is so distorted, and it is a very energetic song. It has a lot of dissonant intervals in it, and pretty strange chord progressions. But then again, these are typically my chord progressions. They have a certain twist to them. So the thing that really makes it kind of dissonant, kind of unstable, and raging is the fact that not only are these riffs based in rather strange chord progressions, but also within those chord progressions, whenever the riff is, the bass line is running around with the electronic guitars, these instruments, they use the neighboring chromatic tones next to the root note of the chord. So those added chromatics, they make the tone, the overall feel of the song a lot heavier and a lot darker and a lot more aggressive, I believe. At least that is something that I was quite often practicing at the time, this kind of approach. So now that I gradually let it in and brought it right here to the music analysis, let's move on to the next section, and I'll try to give you at least an overall analysis of what is the music about, right? So let's move on to the next section, shall we? Okay, so here we go with the music analysis. And first off, before we really dive into it, some people might think that Condemned to Live is a misspelling, but it is deliberate. This is something I probably should have told you in the first section of this podcast. Yes, normally you would spell it as condemned with an E, but it is deliberately spelled condemned. Because it's like a damnation. It's like being condemned from the word damn to live. It's like you probably would have been better off dead under such circumstances, like those animals. You know what I mean? So the song is in C minor. We're not really getting out of this key. I will try to replicate as much as I can or approximate the riffs. There are some riffs that I don't even know how to play because it's just really heavy and really distorted, and I'm trying to assess that by ear from the recording, from the published recording. So some of it I kind of can discern, and other parts I'm not so sure. So just as usual, I think what we will do is I will play the intro, the very intro, till the end of the first hook. You know what, let me play it all the way till the end of the first hook, and then we'll see. Then after that, I'll play the next portion, all right? And provide some commentary and some analysis, all right? So let's go. Starting with a rather ominous theme, which is played by a distorted synth, some sort of synth, which kind of sounds like a hybrid of a guitar with something. And this is what it plays. The melody utilizes, there are two tritones in the melody. In the bass we have a C here, whereas in the melody we're starting with an F sharp. F sharp, C, then we're going to an A flat major, and an A flat in the melody. Then we have an F flat major plus 7. Oh, excuse me, minus 7. With a D on top. And again back to C. Again, in the bass we have an F flat. So, there is gonna be lots of this fourth flat, F flat, in this song. And then in the end, on the end of the chord chain, you have, it goes after F flat major, minus 7 to a G major. So this intro rotates like two times at least, and it kind of builds up and builds up, and then you have some kind of electronic guitar that kind of plays a very animated riff, and I'm not going to replicate the rhythm, but I'm going to at least name the chords. So this is an F minor, minus 7, A flat major, F flat major, plus 7, G major, F minor minus 7, A flat major, F flat minus 7, D flat major minus 7. And then we're going into a riff. This kind of riff, which builds up and builds up until it results in the vocals actually start there with I am the wildcat, I am the caracal, I am the free cat, I am the caracal. And it is being whispered, and then it is being yelled. And then we're actually going into the first verse. And it is kind of a continuation of the same riff, to my ear, you know, as far as I can tell. And there is a melody that goes on top of this riff. So the riff kind of goes like this. Now, what's going on here? First of all, we are using, again, the flat fourth. So it's an F flat, E flat, D flat, E flat, C, up to an A flat again. Then we're going up to a B natural. B flat, A flat, C, F sharp. I believe there is either an F sharp or a G. It's hard to tell. I couldn't tell. Probably a G. So again, just like in many of my metal songs, I am using a few things here. First of all, this is one section of the scale, which is a flat fourth, third, flat second, first. And then the upper part of the scale is a natural seventh, then a harmonic seventh. I'm wrong. It's a natural B, which is a harmonic seventh, then a natural seventh, then a natural sixth, and then a fifth. So, this is the kind of scale that I'm using in this song. Not all the way through, however, because when I need it, I'm switching to a natural fourth. So when needed, I'm reverting back to the natural F, which means the natural fourth, right? And of course, I'm using a minor chord on that fourth. But overall, very often, there is the first, the flat second, third, flat fourth, fifth, natural six, natural seven, harmonic seven, and we're up to the first again. So quite often this is the kind of scale that is used throughout the song, especially on these heavier riffs, like here. So on top of this riff, in the verse, we're having a melody. Meant to be forever young. Heaven knows what I've been through this time. Been fucked up pretending I am fine. So, on the first lines, on the first two lines, there is this riff going on. I won't be able to play that riff in my left hand and sing at the same time, but let's say that it's a C minor. I've been killed when I've begun. Meant to be forever young. And then we're using this chord progression. F minor, A flat major, F flat major, G, which was introduced in the intro. We're using it here in the second part of the verse.
Heaven knows what I've been through this time. Been fucked up pretending I am fine. I am fine.
So you see what's going on here. Then after that, there is a little bridge.
There's no response to censor confidence.
Something along those lines. I'm not entirely sure about the chord progression here because it's like three chords and then another three chords. I can definitely tell you that the last one is the second part of this bridge is an A flat major, D flat major minus seven, and then G major. Probably a G major minus 7 as well. And then we're going into the hook.
I've been engaged when wanted, eager and free till then. Now I'm almost dead. Avoiding your plan, stay.
So that's approximately how the hook goes. Again, let's look at the chord progression. And I apologize, it's a very high song, and it's morning. So I'm not entirely warmed up, and I'm trying to keep an eye on the chord progression. I've never played this song on piano, so you have to forgive me. So we have a C minor here. Let me just play the chord chain and comment. C minor. Flat major, F flat major, plus 7, minus 7, C minor, A flat major, F flat major, plus 7, G major, E flat major, B major, B natural, B major. A flat major, F flat major, plus 7, C minor, E flat major, F flat major, plus 7, D flat major, minus 7.
Stand.
something along those lines. Very difficult to sing. It's a lot easier when you stand, actually, to sing this. Sitting by the piano, trying to look at the lyrics with one eye and try to look at the chord progression with another eye is difficult. Okay, so from here on, let's listen to the entirety of the song from here on all the way till the end, and then I'll comment on the key parts. I don't think that I'll be able to dissect more riffs. It's kind of getting dicey from here on, kind of murky. So let's listen.
Yeah.
So, then after the first hook, there is a bridge riff, sort of. One kind of riff. Then after that, it goes into a new riff, what I've marked in my notes as a new riff. And only after that, and this is basically this riff, bridge, and new riff. This is new material introduced in the song after the first hook, so it's something new again. Then there is a second verse, which kind of replicates the first one, the first verse. Again, it goes back to the same groove. And that's, again, things get a little more orderly. And then after that, we're immediately going to the second hook, which is a repetition of the first one, basically. Then after the second hook, there is a new riff, which I can't just... Gosh, whatever that is. It sounds something like this. It falls down an octave. Something like this. It goes pow, bum bum. It's like has a marching feel to it, and it has triplets in it. Something along those lines. And then there's lots of yelling and screaming and self-proclaimed lord of everything around, polluting world, don't know what. Why you're so proud, I'm not attached to your world, so I'm the moving target, I'll never obey to your word, here's a war that you started. I'm condemned to live by you, I'm condemned to live by you, instead of living the life I was meant to. And it goes on, and it escalates. Then there is a middle section. So after the hook, there is new riff 2, with this octave falling and a march-like feel. Then there's the middle section, which kind of, again, we're using the same chords, if I may say. It's barely audible there, the chord progression, really. It sounds almost atonic, all of it, atonal. Ba-ba-bum-bum. Ba-ba-ba-ba-bum. Something like this. Ba ba bum bum. Bum ba bum ba bum bum ba bum. Da 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 bum bum. Ba 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 bum. Ba 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 ba. I'm not sure it is so high. It's probably somewhere down here, and then it goes up into a high scream. Ba, 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 ba. Something like that, probably. And then again, we're going back to this bum 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 da 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 dum da ba da da dum bum 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 ba da da dum bum 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 to that riff, which is new riff 2. Then again, we're going back to the riff. After that, we're going back to the verse riff briefly. New riff 2 again with the falling octaves. Verse riff as outro. So the riff that was being used in the this shows up all in the outro. So it kind of wraps up the entire song with the lyrics. I'm the wildcat. I'm the caracal. I'm the free cat. I'm the caracal. And don't forget that I'm the caracal. And then after that, we are basically repeating in the outro whatever was introduced in the intro, that same theme. And then the song fades. So at the very surface of things, this is approximately the key points of this song. Once again, I apologize both for my vocals here, because it's morning, as I said, and it's very high. It's a very high song. Even considering that I've recovered my voice, I think fully at this point, it always was a very difficult song. At the time when I was recording it, I wasn't composing this song at the piano, so I wasn't sitting there and playing it around. No, I was just yelling, screaming, and singing. And I was just, you know, going for maximum grit and maximum aggression. And I believe that I could pull it off, you know, if I warmed myself up properly. And if I was to re-record somehow this song, I'd have to probably reinvent some riffs, because God only knows what's going on there. It's very difficult to tell without the original project files. And I would probably just also scream and sing it, and, you know, it would be much easier. But, you know, in the context of this presentation, it's kind of not easy. But anyways, I don't want to forever apologize. Let's move on to the next section and conclude this podcast, all right? So as you can hear, When Painkillers Fail is, well, it started as a very dark and brutal album. I would argue actually that it is heavier than Overcome. Even though Overcome was started back in 2006, and at the time I thought that Overcome is very heavy. But When Painkillers Fail, I think by and large, kind of overshadows Overcome in terms of heaviness and aggression, most importantly. And this is evident in songs like Condemned to Live. This is where you can clearly hear it, with all the brutality, the sheer brutality of vocals, the low-res production quality of the time that was, you know, that was something I was limited to. I wasn't able to provide a clearer tone, but on the other hand, was it really needed? You know, as I'm listening back to these tracks, recorded back in those days, I'm thinking, well, probably this is just something that should have been done exactly on that kind of equipment, with those kind of vocals, with that kind of distortion, that dirty, dark, aggressive, brutal sound. And at the time, apparently, I was very much influenced by Slipknot, for the most part. Slipknot was of enormous influence to me, especially the Iowa album. So, Condemned to Live kind of draws a lot from Iowa by Slipknot, and also the self-titled album, this older Slipknot, the brutal Slipknot, you know what I mean? So, Condemned to Live, the themes explored in this song, I think, are totally congruent with the music. I can't imagine writing a song that would be softer, and I think the music fully reflects the meaning in the lyrics. And looking forward, I think next time I will try again to make some notes by ear from the next song, which is going to be Fuck the Glamour. I'll just try to do my best. You know, it's gonna be, probably I will be able to more or less dissect the hook. I don't know about the verses, because it's all, Fuck the Glamour, the next track. It's even heavier, it's faster, it kind of parallels Black Bite from Kill the Live album in a way, but it's probably even faster. I don't know, Black Bite and Fuck the Glamour, they were written approximately at the same time. And I was kind of really challenging myself as far as speed, as far as lyrics and speed rapping, speed screaming, this kind of stuff. I was really into that kind of stuff. So the next track is going to be a difficult one in terms of analysis. I'll try to, you know, bring forth whatever I can pick out by ear, but it's going to be difficult. I only hope that you do enjoy this podcast. I only hope that this season is okay for you. It is not that much in depth and that much in detail as far as the musical component of it. I still hope that you enjoy it. And thank you for listening to my podcast. Thank you for staying subscribed. If you think that this is a cool podcast, share it with your friends or someone who you believe might benefit from listening to me with my little humble analysis here and my little funny stories about my songs. If you haven't heard any of my music, of course, I want to invite you to check out my music on any major streaming platform. Just look for Catherine Corelli, Catherine with a C, Corelli with a C. You can find me on Spotify, on iTunes, Apple Music, Amazon, YouTube, Deezer. And if you're going to check out my YouTube channel, you might as well check out my other content. I do have a Cat Talk series where I'm talking about mostly social political commentary. If that's none of your interest, don't even go there. Then check out Cat Vibes. This is a compilation of videos, a playlist, an ongoing playlist where usually I publish my recording process, my modern recording process. Occasionally I throw in some older footage, whatever I have left, you know, from my life over the years, some older stuff sometimes. My drawing footage, my recording process, recording guitars for the most part, sometimes keyboards, this kind of stuff. So if you're interested specifically in my music and you're on my YouTube channel, check me out there as well. I have an official artist channel, and check out the Cat Vibes playlist because, you know, it might be something, I don't know, something of inspiration to you. Or maybe you could look at me and be like, okay, this is how I'm not supposed to play guitar. Maybe. I only hope that you will find it entertaining and that maybe you will find it useful for yourself. Also, I want to invite you to check out my other business, which is Southern Caracole Skin Health and Aromatherapy. Check out southerncaracole.com. Southern, from the word south, Caracole, CARACAL.com. Southerncaracole.com. We have a wonderful assortment of oatmeal and honey products, oatmeal and honey soap bars, bigger bars, regular bars, shampoo bars, also moisturizing lotions. All of these products are all natural. They're made here in the United States, in Kentucky. They're very good for your skin. They help people with eczema, psoriasis, dry skin, or oily skin. They will help normalize your pH balance, both for your skin and for your scalp. Our shampoo bars are very effective against dandruff and oily scalp and dry scalp. So check out the website, southerncaracole.com. Pick something for yourself or for your friends and family, and the skin of your friends and family and your own skin will thank you later. With that being said, thank you very much for following me. If you're not following me, follow me and share this podcast with your friends. Thank you very much for being with me. I appreciate you. I love you, and you will hear me on the next episode.